This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two words, people, two little words. Advertising and technology. Oh, and maybe mobile should be in there as well, I guess. That'd make it three. That is the name of the game at a conference in San Francisco this week, cleverly called Ad Tech. Thousands of advertising and marketing types are there trying to divine the secrets of making digital advertising pay off. And the stakes are high here, too. Ad technology has been behind a whole bunch of acquisitions over the past couple of years, including just the other day, Verizon spending $4.5 billion for AOL, if you remember that. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, explains what's going on here.
Advertising used to look like this. People went out to lunch, drank a lot, had some great ideas, and put them on television.
I'd like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me.
But now advertising is all about the machines, and targeting an ad to the whole world is not happening anymore. Doug Fleming heads up programmatic ad sales at Hulu, the online TV streaming service. He's giving a talk at Ad Tech this week about the way things are working now. He gave me a preview.
It is absolutely imperative that a publisher has their technology stack in order. Their content management system is speaking to their database that they're...
Well, here's what. Digital advertising is on a tear. It's expected to hit $50 billion this year, and a lot of that is thanks to automation. Buying, selling, and placing ads is all done by computers. Like this, I load up a YouTube video on my phone.
You read the labels on the foods you eat, but do you know what's in your skincare?
Neutrogena Naturals.
There's a tiny pause before the ad plays. And during that pause...
In 9/1000th of a second, there's a mini bidding war that takes place to see who's going to win that impression.
That's Kenny Day. He runs political ad sales for Yahoo. The process he's describing is something called real-time bidding.
That's really the drive. That's the engine.
Real-time bidding isn't new. Google introduced the idea in 2009 when it bought the ad tech company DoubleClick and basically invented computerized ad auctions. But ad tech really took off when the power of buying and selling in a fraction of a second was combined with mounds of data about consumers.
There are all these data companies that are dropping pixels on you. They're cookieing you. They know that you are female between the ages of 30 and 54, and that you live in Orange County, and that you lean slightly right.
And when you log into Facebook or Google or surf on your phone, those little trackers follow you everywhere.
Everyone's sort of tagged with these IDs, and we all carry this identity around with us. It's called your long tail.
The data is anonymous, but the computers compare your activities to millions of people who are doing the same things as you online. And then they try to figure out what kinds of ads people like you are going to like. And the more data they have, the better their targeting and the bigger the payoff for advertisers. So when someone like me loads up a video online, this is what I get.
Neutrogena Naturals, a line of nutrient-rich skincare.
And that, dear listeners, is the cross-device, behaviorally targeted, real-time bidding technology stack in action. See? Makes perfect sense. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.